County friends and neighbors. And you are my friends and neighbors. How are you out there in Radio Land? It's show 215.
If you can believe that.
Houston, can you believe that?
Who, what?
215.
My goodness.
Let's see. I think the last appearance of Houston was, what, at 166 or something?
130 something.
No, it hadn't been that bad.
130 something, I think.
It hadn't been that bad.
It's been a while, Houston.
Yeah, it has been a while. I tell you what, you know you live in the country when you see your dog come up the road with a big old deer leg in his leg. In his mouth.
Is that right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Boy, Thanksgiving's going to be nice at your house, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you, that's what we're going to do.
That's what I'd have done. So one of your dogs came with a big deer leg, huh?
Yeah, you know, my little old brown dog.
Emily's little 9-year-old grandson shot a deer.
Oh, really?
Really?
Saturday, and so the daughter, his mama called about probably 2 hours after he had shot it and said, well, we can't find it. We found the blood trail, but we can't. And Chad was even on the her husband's on the four-wheeler. And I said, well, how's Noah doing? And she said, oh, he's bored. After he shot the deer, he had a good time, but he's tired of looking for it. He wants to go home.
Did they ever find it?
So as far as I know, as of Sunday evening, this happened Saturday, and so as of Sunday evening, they had not located.
Is that right?
My goodness gracious. So, there's a wounded deer somewhere.
Yeah,
off and died somewhere. That blood will attract other animals.
This may be the leg that my dog had.
That may be the leg.
Could be.
How far can you run from Lufkin to Burke? How fast? with a bullet in your back.
Exactly.
Wow.
I don't know, which always reminds me. I guess not. But anyway, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm just not getting out much.
Just kind of hanging around the house.
Just having to hang around the house. It's not something that I really and truly want to do all the time.
But it's the way
it is. I like to sometimes, but not all the time.
What, any change in how many people you got? More people moved in or not?
Well, no, we're doing better in that department.
I guess that's good.
Hey, Tom?
Yes, sir.
Another way you can know that you're in the country is, man, were you one of the folks that voted for Burke to be dry?
What do you think?
Not to sell any more beer?
What do you think?
I don't know, man. I couldn't believe that.
You know, the first thing I did is when I read that, I called the Rusty Rooster. There's a new establishment here in Burke that sells beer.
Yeah.
And I said, are you considered in Burke? And I said, would this new vote that we just had, would that include you? And he said, no, we're what you call in no man's land.
Yeah.
In other words, you're not going to close. Now, I've never heard of no man's land. Well, I have, but not
around
here.
So did they pass it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they passed it.
Yeah,
Burke was the only city that did it.
Burke has gone dry.
Why would they do a thing like that?
Well, ignorance.
It's my understanding there are only two places in Burke that could possibly sell beer.
That many, I don't think, really, in Burke that there's any place. You know, that Shell station's closed.
Yeah.
It had a little convenience store there.
Then the Rusty Rooster isn't.
The Rusty Rooster, undoubtedly, is not in Burke.
Boy, that sounds like the kind of place you'd like to go in and pull up a stool.
The old way.
down at the Rusty Rooster.
Wow. Is that the deer-eating dog that's barking there?
That's my dog. That's Coco Puff.
Amazing. That's amazing. So, Burke, it was the only one, and I was voting Huntington and Hudson, and one other metropolis here in Angelina County. And Burke is the only one that went to...
Exactly.
Went
Burke was the only one.
It's amazing.
I don't know how that happened, but it did.
But it hasn't affected you and your...
Well, no, because the Rusty Rooster is a no man's land.
And I still don't understand how come Angelina County wouldn't allow... The hard liquor.
But it hasn't been done yet.
Yeah, because, you know, Linda's is going to close anyway. They would have, whether, you know, Angelina County went dry or not, because they're going to widen that bridge. I think they're going to buy them out.
Supposed to buy
both sides of that.
But it wouldn't make any difference. They didn't realize how easy it was going to be. They knew whether it was going to pass or not. And they figured if they didn't include liquor, it would pass easier.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were right.
And it passed. So our county, in case you didn't know, it has been been dry. We've been living in a dry. How I managed to end up in a dry county, I have no idea.
Yeah, that is a deal.
But it's, you know.
Well, it gave me a lot of driving experience.
It did. And I guess our last trip across the river is when we got stuck on the bridge. Wasn't it?
Exactly.
That was our last.
I really and truly think it was.
That was our last trip across the river. Other than that, we had no problems.
Yeah, and then we were out there in the middle of the highway pushing the beast. At my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, we're going to read a little email, and we look for you next week. Next week.
Well, I appreciate you calling.
I said, can we look for you next week?
Well, I don't know. Like I say,
it's
a week to week, day to day type thing.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to have you. You know that, right?
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, I think the weather's going to turn kind of messy tomorrow, messy and cold. So
yeah, it is.
Well, it's supposed to be another warm one tomorrow, and then the next day get cool, right?
I think tomorrow night it's going to start getting
so. Tomorrow night.
Thanksgiving's not supposed to be much above 55.
Oh, okay. That's more like more like fall ought to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, build a fire and hope for the best.
There you go. Yep.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you next week, if not before.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, your friend and mine, Thomas Houston Vick.
Yeah, what a deal.
He needs to come back and join his mates here, you know. I guess we're going to have to go down there and do a handyman show.
Do a show live from Burke, Texas.
I think we should just take your recorder, your tabletop.
Yep.
Gizmo and go down there and do it.
We could do that. Yeah. I have to get permission from Cleta, I guess.
One of these Tuesdays.
Yeah, that would be kind of good. Well, because we wouldn't necessarily have to do it on Tuesday.
We could do it any day, really.
That's true. We could record it any day.
Any day we want to. All right, Mr. Don.
Okay, well, let's see. I don't have a lot of mail, but I got a long discussion. I'll do it last. Anyway, I noticed on the list that some people were talking about talking tire gauges.
Yeah.
But it took me several messages of reading to finally wind up to find someone that had one, actually. I mean, they did, this one fellow, but because they got to talking about how the person was treated by this clerk in the auto parts store.
The guy
making fun of him or something.
Making fun of what?
Of a blind guy. Why would...
Yeah.
Allegedly, the fellow's wife went in to buy the... See if
the
they...
talking tire gauge?
Yeah. And the clerk behind the desk said something crappy like, why would a blind guy...
Yeah, be checking a tire.
Why would
something.
He have any business checking a tire, you know? And so the discussion sort of changed from that, and then finally on down, I did find that a couple of guys had one, but just kind of like
I have two, as a matter of fact.
I was going to say, for everybody's information, I just Googled talking tire gauge.
Yeah.
And I found one at Independent Living Aids. It's $29.95. It'll talk in English or Spanish. It says if you don't want to try to twist your neck around or lay down on the ground or get in an awkward position trying to read the tire gauge, just punch the button. And a nice female voice will tell you the tire pressure in 0.5 PSI increments.
Yeah.
If that one's a little pricey, then there's one at some gift and luggage place. Looks like just Google it in.
Yeah.
It's $20. And then MaxiAid sells one for $14.95. So they're available, and I don't have one, but I intend to get one.
I bought one, and then seems like my brother-in-law and sister-in-law bought me one for a birthday or something one time, and batteries are down on both of them.
Yeah.
I remember Conley was down here, and I showed it to him. I said, would you like to have one? He said, well, I don't have any tires.
Well, yeah, that's the point.
But you got something there, Conley.
But can you see Conley now going to his house and he have this massive tractor tire or something in his living room just so he can use his...
the new tire.
That's just a point. I mean, since I'm kind of low on email anyway, we can extend this. That is another example, though, of something that would... obviously help blind people, but that sighted people benefit from as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, sure.
The synthesized voice on the weather radio, and they use it even in police communications now, where a lot of cities use one man officer, one man to a car, like we're in Houston, they have two. So the guy gets his synthesizer to read these driver's license stuff to him while he's out with his suspect.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have to, you know, so it was a great, but anyway, whether you could see or not, I think a talking tire gauge is neat.
Well, yeah, so you don't have to bend over and try to figure out where the sticky is.
Yeah, should be good for anybody.
So, I don't know if you're going to order one, they're $29 one, obviously. If you save so much money on that European trip, you can afford it.
I was wondering when you
I was going to bring that up.
I really thought I saw a sigh of relief come across you.
I didn't care one way or the other. I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah,
you know
we're going to. Well, I'm going to fix this up a little more with my budget in mind.
All right.
Anyway, okay. Also, there was a lot of discussion, and I'm going to show my ignorance here on the list about electric heaters.
All right.
And we can comment on that. But somebody was talking about a quartz heater, which maybe if whoever was would list one, or I'll go Google that and find out exactly what a quartz heater is. I have no idea. But they were talking about the oil-filled electric heaters that when the oil gets hot, then they heat. They're a little slower than like your, I don't know, what would you call a convection or a regular heater with a fan in it, electric one. But actually, you know, in the crunch now and going green and changing to fluorescent lights, Emily and I both, I probably am a little more cold-natured than she is. In other words, I'd probably tend to have the house a little warmer. But we put an electric heater like in her bathroom, and that's what she uses in the morning when she's getting ready for work, and we do not try to heat up the entire house. In fact, we use the central heat very little if it's just she and I there. You know, when the kids come, naturally, and grandkids, you got to turn it on. But actually, I'm all for one-room heaters. I wouldn't want them all over the house, but just in the key, like the bathroom. There's just nothing like one. You know, you want to go take a bath, and you don't have to warm up the whole house. Go warm up the bathroom in 30 seconds. So
the way this thing came about was somebody was talking about wanting to heat their garage.
Right.
Someone up in Minnesota or somewhere is how this discussion
kind of
got started.
Well, I would
started,
sure be interested in knowing what a...
quartz heater is a heater that heats some kind of bricks, isn't it?
Well, it must. I mean,
and they stay warm and heat your, and you know, so you don't, supposedly you don't use as much energy.
But I think it is interesting. Emily and I have, amongst other things, have been looking or talking about campers, Don, camping trailers.
Right, right.
And so we just happened to stop. I mean, we've about talked ourselves out of it. We don't want one, but Saturday or last weekend sometime we stopped and looked. And in this particular little trailer, is 19 feet long or something, it's heating. I was asking him, is the heating propane or electric? And he said, well, it's electric, but it's like a heat strip. In other words, it's like a pump, you know, the heat pump.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was interesting. They're getting those smaller. And you can buy now what they call ductless air conditioner, and I think they also have heaters where you could...
Wait a minute. You've talked yourselves out of buying the camper?
I think so.
You folks, can you afford to eat? I could feed you a couple times a week.
No,
is the deal over there?
Well, we actually want a new truck, and we want a new Honda. Convinced her that the new truck would be better than the camper. She'd get tired of the camper.
If we don't buy
our little car's got 130,000 miles on it.
Oh, you do need to do something, don't you?
Well, we're going to keep it. That's still her work car.
And get rid of the you're not going to get rid of the big ride?
No. But
you got three cars and one driver.
Yeah. But that'll just be our Sunday car. But we figured we ought to buy it now because when she retires, we're not going to be able to afford it. So.
You're not going to pull a camper with it because you're not going to buy a camper.
No, I'm trying to talk her into buying an auto transport to pull her mud hogging car because it's got 85,000 miles. So take it to the place on a trailer that she could pull with her new truck. See.
I give up.
Okay.
I give up. You people buy more stuff and sell it than any, you know, how many keyboards have you gone through?
Well, I've got two right now.
I mean, every week, I've got a new keyboard, I'm going to sell the old one on eBay. Got a new accordion, I'm going to sell the old one. And, you know, don't wonder you're broke.
Well, I got, I didn't say we were broke.
Oh,
I'm just saying we didn't want to.
I was hoping you'd buy the camper.
And that mule thing.
Yeah, well, the mule is at the dealer's. It's at the dealer's.
You're selling that.
He's going to sell it for me, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
I just buy stuff I want and use it.
Well, I thought I wanted it, but then I took my eye test and I decided I can no longer see well enough to drive.
Well, then you bought that big scooter. Remember that big, nice scooter that
blew
in, jumped on and rode around?
I loved it.
I should have bought that from you is what I should have.
Oh, you might as well sell the stream.
Might as well sell your stream. And Shaw, is he backing out of buying your camera now, isn't he?
Oh, I don't think
I made that deal. That was Emily's deal.
But
between you and me, I think she's going to back out.
You just never know.
You never know. All right, continue on. It's just a, you know,
all
you've folks need to come by on Tuesday and see how it's done.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, let's see. We talked about that, and we talked about that. Okay. Right. I have a problem with my washing machine.
Okay.
And when in the spin cycle, you hear this rather high-pitched, irritating, never-ending squealing. You know, and then the faster it spins. And if it's what's strange, and this is what, you know, a lot of people in their old days when they'd have trouble with their TV, they call the repairman, he gets there, and the TV works. You know, and he leaves, it doesn't. Call the plumber, the leak stops. You know, nobody can find the leak but you.
Yeah.
And the plumber can't be on the premises. You know, well, if I go in there and just kind of push on the washing machine, it stopped. So I thought it was, or open the door. If I'll just open the door and close the door back, it goes back into spin, it stops. But then the next time you wash a load of clothes. Anyway, curiosity, and I said, I don't know if I'm too old to tie into this or not. After I did my Googling, my research, I know one thing, I don't think I'm gonna do it. But listen, this is what they call just simple, simple to moderate a washing machine diagnosis. I mean, how you can determine that.
Okay.
Introduction. It says it can be tempting to ignore washing machine noises, especially if the machine is still working. Bonnie's right about that.
That's the truth.
But washing machine noise is not only annoying, it can also be a sign of serious damage. When armed with a few tips, you can determine what problems may be causing your washing machine to rattle and what you can do to stop it. And of course, he also further down says squealing. But anyway, step one, it says check for drum bearing failure. Yeah, like I'm going to do this. excuse me.
Drum bearing failure, which means you'd have to take the drum off.
Yeah, it says if your washing machine is noisy on the spin cycle, drum bearing failure is common. When the bearing seals start allowing water to enter, it says you can take the belt off and spin the drum by hand, and if the drum rumbles, replace the bearings. I don't even know where the drum bearings are.
Yeah,
which means you got to take either the back or the front off the washing machine.
Yeah, and you'd have to get it out of its little... I mean,
I'm not into that anymore.
No, I don't think... Anyway, I was amazed that they list this as moderate to empty to easy. All right, that's step one. There are six steps. Step two says turn the drum by hand and listen for loud noises.
Right.
If the drum itself is split or the spider is corroded, broken, or has come apart from the back of the drum, it will create a loud noise on every turn of the drum.
No question about it. Listen, I got a great idea.
What's that?
Let's save tips 3, 4, 5, and 6 until after the guest.
Okay.
How would you like to do that?
Sounds great.
It's going to keep folks wondering. Right. Boy, I wonder what those other four are.
You could kind of make a weekly thing of it. Tip number five.
Tips for repairing my washing
machine repair.
People will be sitting on the edges of their chairs wondering what tips 3, 4, 5, and 6.
You know it.
In town
possibly,
here, we have the guy called the appliance doctor.
He'll fix anything.
I would call.
He'd be my guy. He'll fix anything.
That's right.
All right, let's do, we have a friend of ours, personal friend, very close friend of John Conley's. He and John were just like this when they were in school.
I think they still are.
Good buds. They call each other probably on weekends and talk on Sunday mornings.
Oh, you know.
John Conley's personal friend, Lamar King, is going to be on our guest on our show in just a minute. We'll be right back. Hang on. It's your favorite blind handyman, Don Patterson, Don Shaw, and Phil Parr. That would be me. And we're all sitting around just enjoying a beautiful day in East Texas. Going to get cold and wet tomorrow and probably do the same thing in Nacogdoches. Lamar, how are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. It's supposed to get cool off here. Tonight or tomorrow, they said, it's going to drop about 15 degrees pretty quick.
Yeah, I think it is. Going to get cold and rainy and nasty. And
I got me some firewood. I've been out here splitting firewood. Put a wood heater in my house.
Is that right?
Yeah, got a wood heater. Used all last year, too, and I was out here splitting wood earlier.
You're ready, aren't you?
Splitting firewood.
I'm getting that way.
Getting ready for the winter time.
Yeah.
Well, they said one time blind people couldn't split firewood. That's not true, is it?
No. I tell you what. Let them put their hand where I put that wedge, and we'll see who splits what.
So you are splitting it with a wedge and a sledgehammer.
A wedge and a sledgehammer.
Well, that's a good way for an old blind boy to do it. Me and Don Shaw had a wood splitter one time that we worked with a little bit. Last time I talked to you, I think your commission representative was going to bring you down here to let you look at my wood shop.
Well, they I thought were supposed to, but they said that my wife was supposed to do that, not them.
Yeah.
And we ran out of money and gas and everything else, and we just didn't get there. But I'd still like to go do that, though.
Run out of money and gas both?
Yeah, buddy. That's common around blind people, dude, though.
It is.
At least we're around here.
Run out of money and gas both. Well, you'll just have to come down sometime. Y'all do that.
Yeah.
I understand.
We need to do that one.
I understand you want to talk about framing. Where did you learn about framing?
Well, my dad has been in carpenter work about since I was born.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yep. And he'd get a job framed up so far. He get the fall foam on it.
Yeah.
And sometimes the wind is set. And then he took me out there on a job with him. And I'd go climb around in the studs and in the roof after it was framed up and decked.
Yeah.
And sometime before the deck was on there, I'd be climbing around him, and he'd say, "Now, Laura, you need to get out of my son before you fall." I said, "Daddy, it's too much effort to hang on to the fall."
Yeah.
Why bother falling when you hang on to some framing, dude?
Yeah,
the blind people ain't going, you're not going to fall. You know what you're doing. You feel around there. And
Yeah, so, your dad was a house builder, wasn't he?
Yep, still is.
I remember that now.
76 years old and still going at it.
That's amazing. That is. Wow.
So, man. Did he ever let you shoot the big nail? Does he hammer nails, or does he use a nail gun, or what does he, how does
well,
he do?
He started out driving a nail with a hammer, and now he's been using nail guns for probably 30 years.
Yeah.
Using nail guns. Now, he never let me have one of them nail guns, but he let me drive a mess up with my hammer. And I used to set nails in door trim and baseboard and paneling.
Yeah.
With a nail set and a hammer.
Yeah.
And the painters said that they would rather paint behind me than anybody else.
Why is that?
Is that I didn't miss nails. People that could see would go up to there just whizzing in a hurry because they didn't like setting nails and sanding joints, and I did.
Yeah, missed half of the nail heads, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd set them with a nail set with a little punch-like thing that you put on the end of the nail, then you hit the punch with a hammer, right?
Right, right.
So you did some finish work on these houses.
Yeah.
Well, that's neat.
Well, then
one day, we was on this one job, and I said, "Daddy, I think I can set them nails." He said, "No, son, I don't think you can." I said, "Well, just give me a shot at it." He said, "All right." He said, "Here, take this nail set and hammer, and find them nail heads and set them. If you can do it, you got a job. If you don't, you're going home."
Yeah.
All right. I found me a couple of nails and set them. I said, "Find them others and set them." All I wanted was to set all them nails. So I set them all. And he said, "Now get them doors over and set them." He said, "Okay, son, you can do it. You got a job."
All right.
So he hired you as a helper, huh?
Yeah.
So you set all the nails around the trim and door frames and all the molding around the rooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
In other words, the nails were already in, and so you just set them. You just tapped them further in where they couldn't see them.
The trim carpenters would trim out the house, and they would leave the nail head sticking up about an eighth of an inch.
Yeah.
Sometimes a sixteenth of an inch, just so you can fiddle your finger, and you put the end of that punch on there and tap it just below the surface of the wood. Then they come along with paint and paint it.
But, you know, they needed somebody to do that. That's
yeah,
fact.
They did.
Well, yeah, and these guys were driving nails in, but they didn't want to drive them any further because they might miss the nail and and screw up the woodwork, the trim.
Right. I mean, there have been lots of hammer tracks that I'd stand out, a lot of hammer tracks.
Yeah. Where somebody hit the wood?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then you are out there. How come you already know about these woodworking tools? What do you need to look at mine for?
I know about some of them. Some of them I don't know about. Well, I know about what I've done.
Yeah, sounds like
that I hadn't done. I don't know too much about it.
Sounds like you've been around that stuff a lot.
Yeah, it does to me too. So maybe you and your wife could get a framing business going. Who knows, huh? You got her out working, don't you?
Huh?
You got your wife out working?
No, she's not able to work. She's got multiple sclerosis and diabetes and migraine headaches and all kinds of crap.
Oh, man. She's in worse shape than you are, isn't she, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, boy, I don't know what we're going to do with you. What? And you when you were young, they sent you to a school to learn to repair automatic transmissions. Is that right?
The commission did. They sent me at Houston Community College, whatever it was, and me and two other guys got into it. Actually, three other guys got into it, and we learned how to rebuild 350s and C6s, 350s, and 400s, and 200s, and 250s are all GM transmissions. C3s and C4s and C6s and FMXs are Ford transmissions, and Torque Flights, which is Chrysler, is 727s and 909, I think, what it was.
Well, and, you mean all automatic transmissions aren't equal?
Oh, hell no.
Well, I thought they
no
were.
No way, huh?
They all do the same thing, but they're all built different.
They're all built different.
Well, Lamar,
some of them have servos on the outside. Some of them have servos on the inside. And valve bodies are all different. Your clutch drums and your pumps, stuff like that, that's all pretty much standard stuff. But when it comes to valve bodies and servos, that's all a different ball game.
All right. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, Lamar, it's good to talk to you again. I was wondering, you know, it's kind of like several blind people and visually impaired people that I know, and myself included, worked in the photo finishing business, and then that sort of came to an end with digitizing, and, you know, there's no need for it anymore. With the automatic transmission, except for, say, the existing cars on the road, is there not a future? I mean, can a guy make a living? Are there still automatic transmission places? Or tell us why it may not be as lucrative as it once was.
They're all computerized now. But the cars have computers on them.
Right.
The transmissions have chips in them and stuff like that.
Right.
And I got out of it because of that. Because I don't think a blind person could successfully do that. Because one, you stick a screwdriver in a wrong hole and you can spend about $14,000 real quick.
Yeah,
there's a whole lot more you're going to make off of it.
But wouldn't
sink yourself in a hurry?
So obviously, though, these malfunction still. I mean, probably as much. I mean, would it be that if that chip was out of that? I mean, if a guy, say a sighted guy, came and he does the chip and he diagnoses that it needs repair, then could not a blind man? He couldn't repair it, or is it mostly software oriented? I mean.
As far as the hard parts go, yes, a blind person can do that because that's just steels and clutches and your paper and rubber kit.
Right.
Stuff like that. Yeah, they can still do that, sure.
So could a guy work at a transmission shop with sighted folks?
If somebody was willing to hire him, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's always the catch right there. That's the big deal.
If you can find somebody to hire you.
If you can find someone.
That's always the deal.
Well, at one time, was there not a large, like a national change? Like we have Midas Muffler, but wasn't there a big transmission, you know, a company that was...
AMCO did hire blind people for a while, and that apparently it didn't work out too good because I don't know of any blind people that's working for AMCO now at all.
Is there still AMCO transmission repair places?
In Houston, I guess there is.
Do they still exist?
I haven't seen a commercial. You know, they used to run endless commercials on TV.
They did.
I haven't seen a commercial from them in long, long, many moons.
And then in Houston, remember, there was Rankin Automatic Transmission Exchange.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
E.H. Rankin. Transmission clanking, stop cranking, call Rankin.
That was good.
Yeah.
And don't you imagine that was kind of one of those deals, especially like I always suspected Amco, that it, even if there wasn't anything wrong with your transmission, they were probably going to say it.
Going to find something, huh?
Yeah, some places have been known to take metal shavings and put in a transmission. There's nothing wrong with it.
I'd heard that.
And put it in there and tell you, and they take the pan off and show you it's there, and it is because they put it there.
That's right, yeah.
So they can say, you got to have it rebuilt. And then you pay about anywhere from... It used to be $257.60, and then it's gone up now to like $1,200 for a transmission job.
Wow!
Isn't that amazing? That is amazing.
I'd heard that story though about
you just
the metal.
Don't hear. I guess there are a couple of local little transmission shops, but you don't hear about transmission repair nearly like you did. Maybe they don't repair them like they used to. Maybe that's a dealer-driven thing.
I hear one shop, though, in Nacogdoches that always advertises the oldest transmission shop in the oldest town in Texas.
Yeah, that's their transmission service.
That's their story,
Well, Lamar, when you were involved in this, were you also trained to take the transmission out of the vehicle? I mean, did you get up under the rack and...
Yeah, I did the jack stand, the jack and all that. I jack it up on four jack stands.
Right.
Crawl up under there and take the transmission out and put it on the ground, drag it out, wash it off and clean it up, take it apart and rebuild it and put it back.
Goodness. And so how, if you had all the parts there, just say a transmission needed repairing that you just happened to have all the parts for, what are we talking? Taking it out, repairing it, putting it back as an average of how long would it take you? A couple of days?
A couple of days.
Okay. Well, that's not bad.
I ain't done one in several years, but
right.
I got a 350 laying out here in the barn now that I got out of a guy's pasture. It's still laying out there. It needs to be rebuilt, but it's just laying there.
Well, were you figuring on rebuilding it and selling it or what?
No, I give it to a friend of mine, but he never come get it. So I probably just...
Yeah, unless
use it for parts or something.
Unless a guy needed one, what good is it, right? It's like a bookport. Oh, excuse me.
These things are getting the 350s are getting hard to find.
Oh.
You take somebody that's restoring an old car and say, you know, I'm looking for a Chevrolet Case 350. I got one if you got enough money.
Well, you need to rebuild it and sell it on eBay or sell it in the trader. Don't you have a little trader paper up there? Well, I know you do in Nacogdoches.
They got one.
Yeah, a little.
I have to buy a kit for it and all that before I can rebuild it.
We have several mechanics now on the blind handyman list, rather, that can probably relate to some of this transmission stuff we've been talking about.
Yeah, you don't have a computer, Lamar, you said. Is that right?
No, well, I got one, but it hit the dust.
But it what?
It bit the dust.
What do you mean by that?
It broke. Video card went out in it.
Well, what do you need? You don't need a video card anyway.
Well, I don't, no, but... Some people do.
Now, this sounds like the guy at the hardware store talking about the guy in the talking target.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, same kind of deal.
Why would a blind guy need a video card?
Retract that.
Huh?
And I never did learn how to use the cotton picking thing anyway. Everybody that said I'll teach you, nobody ever did. So.
Well, now, who? Like who? Like Don Shaw?
Like Don Shaw.
Don Shaw said he'd help you, but he never would he?
Now, I didn't say Don Shaw, did I?
That's pretty much what you were thinking about.
Was I thinking about you, Don?
Yeah, probably were. That's a fact.
Just as an innocent bystander, that's kind of the way I read it, Lamar.
Yeah. You were, my wife helped me. With mine, much against my will.
Much against your will.
Much against my will, but she got me up and running with computers.
My wife's out here somewhere. She just walked up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, does she know anything about computers? I don't see how you people live without a computer.
I don't either.
I don't know if she knows much about computers or not.
Yeah, I don't see how you live without them. They're the first thing I do every morning is get up and check my email.
Well,
what'd she say?
She, the We got this black lab puppy, and he just bounced around everywhere, gnawing on everybody.
Does he know anything about computers? That's
nah, he's about done with a bucket of rock like I am.
Oh, is that right? All right. Transmissions and framing. So, what are you going to set you up a wood shop? What are you thinking about getting the commission to help you do?
Well, I talked to them about it, and they're not going to do anything. Whatever happens to be, it has to be up to me. They're not going to do nothing with it because I can't find nobody here that knows what they want them to know and do what they want them to do.
Well, what do you want them to do? I mean, you know, you have to know yourself. You can't expect them to know what you want to do.
We have talked to some guests that do woodworking. I know that's a hard. By the time you buy the wood now, with prices going up and finish it and the labor, that's just that's a hard way to make a dollar.
It'd be a tough way to make a buck.
Lamar, do y'all have the commission office in Knack, or do y'all deal with the one in Lufkin?
One in Lufkin.
So Dan is no longer there. Is that right?
No, he's not. And everybody's glad he's gone.
That's for sure.
He moved to where? To Tyler? He's still with them.
I heard he went to Tyler.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
I don't think anyone's disappointed that Dan is not in our office anymore. Do you? You think
that?
I don't. I don't really think anyone's too unhappy.
In there now, just sweet as she can be.
Benny Davis included. Benny?
You didn't like Benny Davis too much.
Where is Benny Davis? Is Benny Davis still alive? I haven't heard from Benny. Maybe
I heard he put in a guitar store up in Marshall. What I heard.
That's what I heard too. That he had a guitar store.
I hadn't been up there, so I really don't know. But
called the guitar store up there in Marshall.
Yeah.
Somebody said he'd open a music store up there. Kathy's Music or Band's. I don't know what he's calling it.
Anyway,
well, this one here didn't survive.
No, it didn't survive after Benny left, did it? Bandstand was gone.
Well, that tells a story, doesn't it?
Benny left, bandstand collapsed.
Yeah, that tells us a tale.
All right, sir, I guess we'll move along and hope you get a computer someday. And
I hope I do, too.
You can listen to one of these shows.
Join the Blind Handyman list.
Join the Blind Handyman list and come have all the fun we're having, man.
Okay, I'll do my best to do that.
Good to talk to you
all right,
again, Lamar.
We'll talk to you. We'll tell your friend, one of your good friends, John Conley, that you sent him your best, right?
All right, I'll do it.
We'll do that. We'll talk to you later. That's Lamar King from Nacogdoches, Texas.
The oldest town in Texas. Who would believe such a thing?
Who would? Let's take a little short pause and be right back with more of Show 215 of the Blind Handyman. Hang on. Those who have waited patiently, it's about to pay off. I know that some of you have been sitting on the edges of your chairs and probably called to some kinfolks of yours and had them gather around their computers to find out what the final four tips on washing machine repairs are. So, here we are.
That's right.
Yes, sir, boy, I'll tell you.
This is...
commission for the blind to help me... Excuse me, I'm sorry.
This book is continued.
This book is continued on the other side of this record. Remember that?
Yes.
Those of you who aren't downloading books from NLS are missing something.
I love it.
You need to get a stream. I know they're expensive. They're pricey. But, man, it is so neat to just to be able to go to the NLS site and select your book, download it, and you're reading it in, well, with your DSL about an hour.
I have, I hadn't, actually, I had just about quit reading. I hadn't read a book in 8 years as far as talking books. I mean, yeah. I had a machine stuck in a closet and I got it out. Emily, when we were going to take our little trip, I said, well, I'll take it. It didn't even work. But since I've got the stream and can download a book, I read every night.
It is just such a fine way to, because, you know, you order a talking book and by the time it gets, you forgot you ordered it or it's not in stock or something and you don't remember ordering it and you've lost your interest in reading it. But if you run across a book on NLS you want, you just download it and within 10 minutes you're reading that book. So,
and it's a curious thing about the library. I called them and told them that my machine didn't work and to please send me a new one, which they did post haste. I mean, it arrived in a couple of days.
Yeah.
But they have hounded me, literally hounded me, because I have not returned this. I know people, present company not excluded, who have three or four, probably some that are not even registered to them.
Well, I can't imagine that.
And they're broken or 20 years old and they're still here. I get a letter from the talking book people once a month saying, we show on our records that you said you were going to send this.
That's the deal. See, they know.
They know.
I've got several machines, but they don't know it. They think I have one.
Right.
I have several, but they think I have one.
Well, my mistake was letting them know that
and
it
boy,
was
when
broken.
You let them know, they've got to keep their jobs done.
Yeah, I know.
They have to do something to earn their bucks and get their pensions and things like that. So they hound you for your talking book machine. Won't you just send it back?
Well, I am. When I find a box to fit it, I no longer have the case. It's one of the combo machines. It's 12 or 15 years old. Does not work. Anyway, moving on.
You say it does. It doesn't work?
It doesn't work, no. I even told them that, and they demand it back.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they, by God, they want
it
back.
There's a selection of boxes out in my garage. You need to find one and send that machine back for those people, because they'll come to your home.
You need, speaking of sending things back, you need to send them back that old talking book that we looked at, too.
That's something
they need badly.
Wait a minute. What old talking book? Oh, those old records?
Yeah.
I do. I need to
serial
send those
number
back.
X5974.
Just back when I lived on Norris Street.
Just a bit overdue, but
a bit overdue. I need to send those back. And,
yeah.
You know, they have Mastermind tube type talking book. That's Max has that. But they're hounding you pretty good, are they?
Transporting state property over the state
across
line.
Across the state line. Well, they're going
right.
to nail you.
They're going to nail me, aren't they? Someday the talking book police are going to. Well, they got Huthy with us, you know, here in Texas. Here not long ago, they took us off the list because we wouldn't send them our serial numbers.
That's right.
And they remember that?
My God, I was excommunicated.
They were. They took us off the list. You will no longer, of course, during the time I was off the list, I got a new machine and all kind of books. I think they were just kidding.
They let you know that it is a privilege, not a right, and that they're in complete charge. You know?
That's right. A talking book program up there in Austin.
Yeah.
But so downloading books is the neatest thing in the world. We've all three got streams. We all three download books if you wanted to get it then. I know they're pricey, but make the commission buy you one. Tell them. You can't live unless you have a screen.
The digital book is the ultimate way to go.
Right.
I wonder if the commission, all kidding aside, I wonder if the commission is springing for stream players for students now. That
I doubt it if they know that the free ones are going to be in the works. I mean, and you know they would know that. That would be interesting. In fact, I ought to get Fallon to see if she can get one.
Yeah, it would be interesting to know if she actually could get one. Because now they're going to play the, what is it, RFB&D books?
Yeah.
And they're going to, you know, you could use them for class notes, lecture notes and things. It'd be the ultimate player.
It'd be the thing for a student to have. Yes, it would. But, of course, they're going to give us these free players in, let's see, it was, first it was 06. Now it's 08, right?
I think next year in 08 that they're going to be, or whatever you're listening to this show, it will be done in 08.
Done in 08. And this show is being done in 07 on the 20th of November of 07. So
show 215.
Show 215.
We lost Tom in show 161.
But this show will be in somebody's archive one day years from now. And of course, there will be many talking book players around. And
well,
people will be saying, man, there was only the stream player, only the one digital book player back then.
They only had the one player that would play digital books back then. That'll be when they can send you the toaster or the toast.
That's right. Either way.
Either one. All right. Now we've held you off long enough, those of you who are out there climbing outside the door, wanting those final tips on repairing your washing machine.
Right, and we need the drum roll, please.
I don't have a drum roll.
Well, we need to get one. Yeah. All right. Step number three. It says look for obvious dents, increases in the drum, or look for... Oh. Yeah, look for coins or small objects stuffed inside the tub underneath the drum.
Yeah.
When a horrendous noise is made while closed or in the tub. Of course, none of that applied to mine, but mine is a squealing sound, but later on I think they get to it. It says, clear the water pump from obstructions like coins or small objects when a noise occurs while the washing machine is emptying water. And let's see, remove the sump hose and look for bra wires. That ought to turn some of you guys on. I didn't know bras still had wires in them, what with all this form-fitting and comfort. But actually, I guess they do. Bras have metal parts that can come off. It says if you hear a light scraping noise when the drum is turned by hand, you can also... This is exciting, isn't it? You can also check to make sure a wire didn't isn't poking out of one of the holes in the drum.
Oh, excuse me,
making
a scraping
a
little bit.
Now, yeah. I've got them setting. All right, step number six. We're almost there.
We're almost there.
Right. Here it is. Here it is.
All right.
It says take the belt off and run the motor alone. And run the motor alone. If you hear a high-pitched squeaking noise, to check for motor bearing damage.
Say the F word and call somebody.
Yeah, no kidding. That, because I am not going to change the bearing.
Yeah, the motor bearings
in the,
now.
Man. Why couldn't you just buy a new motor?
The motor would be easier to change than anything.
Yeah,
motor wouldn't
right.
be hard
yeah,
to change.
You could buy a whole new motor, but
just buy a new motor and have it rebuilt, that'd be pretty easy.
It says if you still hear a noise without the belt, then go pop the top on a Bud Light. And,
yeah.
We read Emerald. We got some Emerald Lagasse pasta sauce.
Yeah.
And it said, serving size, pour a half a bottle on a pile of pasta and kiss the cook.
Yeah. Well, the kids, two Christmases ago or something, the kids bought me a propane barbecue grill. And it was not expensive, and they did it for a reason. They said, Mr. Don, if you don't like that, all of Emily's children pitched in to get it. And they said, take it back and get the one we want. But you had mentioned that you wanted one, and just so this is one to try out, see if you like it.
And you hate it.
And when I put it together, it says, now to catch the grease, take the top off of a Campbell's soup can.
Use
it, and it says can not included in the directions.
Really?
Yeah.
Can not included.
Yeah.
But you wore that out pretty quick. You didn't use it very long.
I wore it out, but yeah, it was cheap, and admittedly so, and it was a good experience, and I find that it's kind of like, you know, if you're going to use a propane, dude, you got to be out there on top of it. I mean, you got to be.
To burn quick.
Just for what Emily and I do, my little charcoal barrel that I got from good old Brookshire Bros.
Luann has finally realized it. You remember the first night we cooked on it?
Uh-huh.
She put the burgers on and went in the house.
Yeah.
Right.
And if it hadn't been for us.
Forget it. Yeah.
Diligent.
They cook quick now.
He's used to charcoal. You can kind of do that.
You
know?
Can do
right.
it. Yeah.
But with gas, that fire is unforgiving, folks. It ain't going out.
Yeah. You can get away with it with charcoal, but not with propane.
I am the great timer person. And my little Radio Shack timer, the countdown timer.
Yeah.
I found it here not too long ago. I need to put a battery in it. Excuse me.
Takes a little round flat battery.
But I had broken the clip. It had like a little clothespin type clip that you clipped it onto things, or a magnet, and then the magnet came off. Anyway, I don't know that Radio Shack doesn't still make them.
No, they don't.
I would like to
Dale
have
sells them over at Blind Mice Mark. He'll sell you one.
I will ship. I will get one. I love them. And like the other, and I, that's the way I charcoal. I time things just, if nothing else, in my mind. I mean, I make a mark on my watch and go. Like the other night, the salmon patties you had at my house, 12 minutes on one side and 10 minutes on the other.
How did you know that?
I just I just did it. I just, you know, I mean, I did try it the first time, 12, and I told Emily, I said, well, those are the way I like them, but I'll go 10 in case somebody didn't like them well done. And then the next two, the grease was really good and hot. Then I did it 10 and 9 or something. Anyway, and they were great. And that's the way I charcoal. I put the burgers on, and I say, okay, I'm going to leave them over there on 20 minutes. If, you know, you make sure you don't have a fire blazing up.
A blind guy needs a good timer.
Yeah.
That's fact.
The countdown timers were great. You just put them anywhere.
Well, see, our watches, we've got, both of us have.
Yeah, the four-alarm
watches. The four-alarm watches. Which,
great timer.
Great timer.
My $6.95 Walmart watch doesn't have any alarms.
So Sunday, we were doing, we did two things in a way on Sunday. We did, Sunday morning, we did cider donuts.
Uh-huh.
Made from this cider donut mix that we bought from this cider mill in Vermont.
In Vermont.
And then Sunday night she did falafel.
Yeah.
Which is fried chickpeas.
Yeah.
And we used the same oil for both. We strained it through the screen. But anyway, she put the oil thermometer in there that clips on the side of the pan and was cooking these, and she said, man, this oil's hot. And so she put another thermometer in there, and there was 100 degrees difference in the two thermometers.
Oh, no, that's no good.
She had the oil 100 degrees too hot.
Wow.
So we moved the nut on the oil thermometer and got it on, you know, where it looks, where it reads right.
Right.
Because you're just moving the, you know, you're just moving the number thing around.
Yeah, but that's
all
not
you're
good to be.
But there was 100 degrees difference. I couldn't believe
wow.
it.
That would get you in trouble.
Yeah, it would get you in trouble.
So
quick.
She was cooking that falafel too fast. That's why it was soft on the inside.
I would love to try one, however they're supposed to be made. And for my own liking, I could have used a lot more onions. But other than that, it kind of would have, if it would have been firmer, it would have reminded me pretty much of a sausage patty.
She cooked them too fast because of that oil.
Yeah.
And they were soft on the inside. They were crispy on the outside. I ate the last two for lunch today.
Wow.
And falafel.
Well,
I found out that Cheryl Cummings likes falafel.
She made a good cobbler, too.
She did make a good cobbler. Man. I had some for lunch. So cider donuts, they were delish. Just little, they're not real sweet. They're just made with this. So we bought a donut cutter.
Aha. Uh-huh.
A little donut cutter that you just push it down on the dough, and it just cuts a perfect little circle. Then you shake it, and the donut falls out, and the donut hole falls out. So
that would be blind friendly enough.
And you know why they make holes in donuts? So the inside will cook.
That's correct.
Yeah,
and
so makes sense.
And then they sell the donut holes fried.
Yeah.
Too, you know.
Fried donut holes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those are good, too.
Hey, Phil,
yeah. Blind friendly project there.
There's more about the washing machine.
Oh, my. I can hardly wait.
Yeah.
We do have a moment here. Maybe not too long, folks.
This is tips and warnings.
All right.
This could maybe help you prevent what we just read about could befall you.
Wait a minute. Warning. Warning.
Tips.
Warnings.
Tips
and warnings. Warnings.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Warning. Let's see if this will work. It won't work. Okay, go ahead.
Other symptoms of drum bearing failure include excessive up and down movement of the drum, like you're going to know, and brown rust under the washer. I check that every day.
I'm sure.
I hate that brown rust.
That brown rust. And then they go, that was a tip. I mean, that was a
warning. What other kind of rust would there be but brown rust?
That was a warning.
Are there different colors of rust?
Yeah, I don't know. They should have called this warnings and tips because they gave the warning first.
Oh.
Okay. Now it's tips and warnings, but that was really the warning.
All right.
The tip is always balance your wash load. Don't overload the...
Well, yeah.
And place clothes according to the weight distribution. And make sure your washing machine is
every
level.
Other week.
Is level.
Debbie gets them off. And the washing machine is doing a little dance of, Debbie!
It will walk.
It will take a walk if you don't.
Put too many towels or blue jeans or something
on one
side and you're kind of messed up.
And it'll dance around a little
bit
for you.
It sure will.
I do, I do a little differently than the warden does things from time to time. Well, y'all have heard me express my opinions here.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do it better to do it here than to the warden directly.
It is.
So I would say that she tends to overload the washer sometimes. It's just not, you know what? It's not that she doesn't care. It's just she's tired when she comes home from work and there's a big load of clothes. And so I've been kind of taking over the washer chores. And Anyway.
Well, when the man and I first started going together, her and I was doing a load of clothes, and she said, the only way you could have gotten this many clothes in the washer is if you stood up on it and stomped them down with your feet. Yeah. That's the only way you could have got that many clothes in the possibly in the washer.
Well, I'll guarantee you, I took a load of out of the washer and put it in the dryer, and the dryer said, nope, I'm not me. And it wouldn't come on. I mean, the dryer just couldn't handle it.
Really?
It wouldn't turn it, huh?
Right. Really? All right, we've done another one, guys. It's
217.
Absolutely amazing. 216 tomorrow.
Yeah,
almost Christmas break. This
right. Yeah, we'll be coming up on Christmas break.
A couple days. I guess this will run right. I guess everyone had a nice Thanksgiving. We should have mentioned that.
Well, that's true.
They're all full of turkey.
It will be the after Thanksgiving after. When this runs, in fact. Yeah.
All right, we'll do it again next week. Hopefully we can count on Don Patterson and Don Shaw.
And Tom Houston, perhaps.
And maybe Tom Houston.
Maybe Tom will
Lufkin
be here.
Lufkin Panthers were defeated in their bi-district game.
I forgot to mention that.
Makes for a sad holiday. Season. Down in our part of the country, the Aggies, the Texas A&M Aggies suck. Lufkin Panthers suck. The Houston Astros suck. Our only hope is the Texan, and they're clinging to a 6-something record.
I wouldn't count on the Texans.
I don't think we could count on the Texans.
We're going. We'll see you next week. I'm Phil Parse. He said the blind man as he picked up his hammer and saw.